Welcome to the DM's Pocket Guide, where we discuss the rules, spells, and monsters of Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. Okay, today we are going to talk about guards. They are on page 347 of the Monster Manual, and I like to think of them as the human equivalent of goblins.
yeah, they actually kind of are. They have the same challenge rating of 1/8.
Yeah, they're easy. They're often like a faceless horde of creatures. They're just a bunch of guards, but they do have a lot of possibility to make them more interesting and more diverse and like individualize them, kind of in the same way goblins are, of like, there's always going to be that one goblin your group wants to adopt. There's always going to be that one guard that you're like, oh, Ted has a wife and kids.
Yeah, exactly. It is that area where you... Yeah, in any town or any settlement, you're probably going to have guards at some point, and it's your opportunity as a DM to... This is the place where you can show your diversity. Mm-hmm. This group of guards are going to be a group that your players interact with, so that's where you can introduce some of that.
Yeah, because they don't have any official alignment.
No, they don't.
And no official race, right?
And it literally says any race, medium humanoid, any race, any alignment. So you can have good guards, you can have evil guards, you can have neutral guards, lawful guards, chaos guards.
Dragonborn guards.
Halfling guards.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
So don't just default to, oh, these are probably all human men. They can be anything.
But that's the easy thing to do. But challenge yourself and make your guards a little bit more diverse than that.
Yeah. So what's the stat block?
Okay. Armor class is 16.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. They are armored with chain shirts and a shield. Oh. So that's why it's a little bit higher. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Hit points are 11. So pretty...
If you can get past that armor class, they're squishy.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And they have a speed of 30 feet. So pretty standard. Mm-hmm. Their ability scores pretty low across the board, just plus one in strength, dexterity, and constitution. Mm. Plus two for perception, I suppose they are keeping a lookout for trouble. And then passive perception of 12.
Okay.
And then they can speak any one language.
Sure, whatever race you're choosing, they can speak that.
Right, exactly. Okay. So that's most of the numbers in the stat block. And then it just goes on to their one action, which is spear.
Oh. Yeah. All guards have spears.
Apparently. And I'm sure you could change it up to swords as well, but the stat block has only seen fit to give them a spear.
Okay.
They have plus 3 to hit, so it is pretty low. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to do 1d6 plus 1 piercing damage. Or 1d8 plus 1 if they use two hands to stab.
Okay. So guards are not like... a big bad. They're the minions of human or humanoid settlements.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing to talk about with guards is there's another book called The Monsters Know What They're Doing that I highly recommend by Keith Amon, or Aman, I don't know how to say his last name. But it talks about actually like giving your monsters and creatures motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And guards are one of those that, like, they're humanoid creatures. They're intelligent creatures that can make their own decisions. So this is one of those fights that if you are fighting with a guard, there's a good chance they don't want to die.
No, if they're just on the payroll.
Yeah, this isn't worth dying for.
Yeah, they want to spend that money that they're earning on something, and you have to be alive to do that, so... Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm going to die, then I can't spend the money I make from this... Oh, I see. No, I'm just going to go over here now.
Yeah. So this is also kind of a way to establish world building through your combat with guards. If they do fight to the death, this is probably a pretty authoritarian place where they're going to die if they don't die, like, keeping you from doing the thing.
Yeah, or there's something they're being rewarded with other than money.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So... there's a lot you can do with guards, actually, to establish
your world and what that looks like. Man, I'm thinking differently about guards all of a sudden.
Right? They seem so simple. And I do also recommend giving the guard stat block a look, because The number of times that I have just said, players walk into a village and there are guards, thinking they're not going to be attacked because this is a good village and my players wouldn't do anything. But of course they're murder hobos and they're gonna kill somebody and then the guards have to get in there and fight and I'm scrambling to be like, I didn't expect this. What's a guard stat block?
Yeah, it's also a nice base stat block. There's nothing too complex in there. You could add some resistances or vulnerabilities in there to like make really tough guards or make ones that have just come out of a battle or something, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Of like, if you are looking to personalize some sort of combat creature and you're not sure where to start, this is a really good one to start with.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's guards on page 347 of the Monster Manual.
Thanks for listening. If you have something you would like us to cover, email it to roarcatreads@gmail.com or find us on Twitter and Instagram @roarcatreads.